Extending the circumstances that you cannot find the kosher arba minim, so psulim leitzim ve'im levochim. You can take all the psulim, missing a piece, or it's not hoda, you can take, but you don't make a bracha. Shabru said, it's possible because it's not the right min. For example, if you have the hatas, which is not a shush, you consider different species. Or you have, instead of arovas, something that's not the halak arovas, or it's grafted, then even b'shas tzak, you shouldn't take it. Also stolen, you shouldn't take b'shas tzak. He says in a bigger chiddush, that if the whole town, they have three out of the four minim. He says you should take even two or three of them, and do the nanuim with them. But you shouldn't make a bracha, because you can't make a bracha less than four minim. So it's a very big chiddush. You know, there'll be room to say, maybe there's an issue, you're not allowed to be marvin, you're not allowed to be mamayit. It's baltoises and baltigra. It's here, since it's not one unit, they're independent things, there's no problem with baltigra. Says Rav Novi, Yesh Mashir Luluf Yolah Shafim Levoch Ulev. The things that say, you can even make a bracha on a dried out Luluf. So then you finish, because the third Luluf HaYavish is possible. The Bench of Rav Dings, and the Hanami, that you should not make a bracha on a dried out Luluf. Rav Novi continues, Say, no, you love a loving relation. The minute you can ask us, what to make brachas on a loving relation. Afilu, Zika, Chem, Machim. Even the other ones that are not so dry. Because in those places, it was very hard to find the treasure of. And in the Yiddishim, we're not fully Yovish. Their opinions are still kosher, because it's, to be possible, fully out there, it's still dry that you put it between your fingernails and crumble. The Ramah says, Yeshiv not alai b'shas atzak. B'shas atzak, you can rely on this opinion. And the Shabrubing from the Achorin is that b'shas atzak, you can make a bracha and the Arba meaning you can go to dry that. The Shabrubing summarizes these four levels. If there's no fresh ones in the city, only dried out ones, then all Arba Minim can make a bracha, even though they're dried out. If he has some that are fully dried out and some that are fully fresh, then you should not make a bracha on the dry. Look for the fresh one and make a bracha on that. And even if you made a bracha on the dry ones, you have to go and take the fresh ones. The third level is that you don't have a lot of matasan that are fresh. But the dry ones also not completely dried out, then you can make a bracha on the dry ones in Lachachiva. And if other people have fresh ones, then you shouldn't make a bracha on the dry ones, even not fully dried out. And if you have, you should take some of the fresh ones. There are times in history that there's only one fresh one in the whole city, and you have people wait online for hours to get it. But even the Kleisel in World War II was Yehua. But Chris Gerov managed to get a set of Arba Minim from early in the morning. For the night, people waiting online to get in.
First, the three towns, and there's only one Ezra for all three of them. They came up with a good Ezra, chopped into three parts. That's because of you have to have a majority of Ezra. If you only have a little piece of Ezra, you cannot get Ezra. There's already relating to a brother. Without a bracha, we can take them soon. How much we have to be thankful to Hashem that these things sound like something from the moon.